Class 12, Chapter 3, Current Electricity Summary. Current through a given area of a conductor is the net charge passing per unit time through the area. To maintain a steady current, we must have a closed circuit in which an external agency moves electric charges from lower to higher potential. The work done per unit charge by the source in taking the charge from lower to higher potential energy, that is, from one terminal of the source to the other, is called the EMF or the electromotive force of the source. Note that the EMF is not actually a force. It is the voltage difference between two terminals of a source in open circuit. Now, when we talk of Ohm's law, states that the electric current I flowing through a substance is proportional to the voltage V across its ends. That is, V is directly proportional to I, and if we remove the proportionality sign, we put a constant which comes out to be equal to R, where R is the resistance of the substance, so the net equation becomes V is equal to I into R. The unit of resistance is ohm, and 1 ohm is equal to 1 volt per ampere. The resistance R of a conductor does not at all depend on the potential difference and current, and it depends upon other factors which are length and the constant cross-sectional area A. And the relation between the length, area and resistance is given by R is equal to rho into L by A, where rho is called the resistivity, which is a property of the material and depends upon the temperature and pressure. This rho, which is the electrical resistivity of a substance, can vary over a very wide range. Metals have got low resistivity, that is in the range of 10 power minus 8 ohm meter to 10 power minus 6 ohm meter, where ohm meter is the units of resistivity. Insulators like glass and rubber have 10 power 22 to 24 times greater resistivity compared to the conductors, that is their resistivity lies in the range of 10 power 14 to 16 ohm meter. Semiconductors like silicon and germanium lie roughly in the middle range of resistivity on a logarithmic scale. In most substances, the carriers of current are electrons. In some cases, for example ionic crystals and electrolytic liquids, positive and negative ions carry the electric current. Current density, J, gives the amount of charge flowing per second per unit area normal to the flow. That is, J is equal to N into Q into Vd, where N is the number density, that is, number per unit volume of charge carriers, each of charge Q, and Vd is the drift velocity of the charge carriers. For electrons, Q is equal to negative E. If J is normal to the cross-sectional area A and is constant over the area, the magnitude of the current I through the area is Ne Vd into A, that is number density into the electron charge into the drift velocity into the area. Combining few equations like electric field is equal to potential difference per unit length, current is equal to N into E into V into A, and Ohm's law, one obtains small e into capital E by M is equal to rho Ne square by M into Vd, that is charge on an electron into the electric field by mass of an electron is equal to resistivity into number density into charge on an electron whole square by mass of an electron into Vd, that is the drift velocity. The proportionality between the force small e into capital E, that is the charge of an electron into the electric field on the electrons in a metal, due to the external electric field E and the drift velocity Vd, not the acceleration, velocity, can be understood if we assume that the electrons suffer collisions with ions in the metals, which deflect them randomly. If such collisions occur on an average at a time interval tau, then drift velocity is equal to acceleration into tau, which is equal to charge on an electron into the electric field into tau by m, where a is the acceleration of the electron. So this gives that rho is equal to m by ne square tau. That is, resistivity is equal to mass of an electron, m, by number density, n, into electric charge whole square, that is, e square, into tau, that is, the interval, time interval. The time interval is given a separate term, which is called as relaxation time. In the temperature range in which resistivity increases linearly with the temperature, The temperature coefficient of resistivity alpha is defined as the fractional increase in resistivity per unit increase in temperature. That comes out to be equal to alpha is equal to rho 2 minus rho 1 by delta T. Now, if we talk of Ohm's law, it is obeyed by many substances, but it is not a fundamental law of nature. It fails in many conditions, such as if potential depends on current non-linearly. For example, if rho increases with current, even if the temperature is kept fixed, it is violating this Ohm's law. Nextly, if the relation between potential and current depends on the sign of potential for the same absolute value of potential, we say that it is being violated. For example, a rectifier combines the features, that is, potential depends on current non-linearly, and the relation between potential and the current depends on the sign of potential for the same absolute value of potential difference. One more case where we see that Ohm's law is violated is when the relation between potential difference and the current is non-linear. In the case of semiconductor gallium arsenide alloy, we see that this happens. Now, if we move on for formula for external electric circuits, the first one is, when a source of EMF E is connected to an external resistance R, the voltage external across the resistance is given by external voltage is equal to current flowing in the circuit multiplied with the resistance, which is equals to E into R by R plus small r, where small r is the internal resistance of the source. Now, if we talk of combination of resistances, the total resistance R of n resistors connected in series is given by R net is equal to R1 plus R2 plus R3 and so on. And in case they are connected in parallel, it is given as 1 by R net is equal to 1 by R1 plus 1 by R2 plus 1 by R3 and so on. Talking about Kirchhoff's law, the first rule is junction rule, which states that at any junction of circuit elements, the sum of currents entering the junction must be equal to the sum of currents leaving it. That is, the summation of all the currents must be equal to zero. Now, the next rule is loop rule, which says that the algebraic sum of changes in potential around any closed loop must be zero. A special arrangement seen in the case of resistances is Wheatstone bridge. In case of Wheatstone bridge, if four resistances, say R1, R2, R3 and R4, are in a manner such that R1 by R2 is equal to R3 by R4, then the resistance R5, if connected in any of the conditions of R1 between R2 and R3 between R4, would not matter, as current in the resistance R5 would be equal to zero. Now, in cases of potentiometer is a device to compare potential differences. Since the method involves a condition of no current flow, the device can be used to measure potential difference, internal resistance of a cell, and compare EMFs of two sources. So that was all for the summary of the chapter Current Electricity.